Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, the host of Shedding Shackles, which airs weekends on this station. Roland, could you tell us what Shedding Shackles will be about this weekend?
Sure. I'm making a special program for all my friends who long for God. The great 20th century Christian writer A.W. Tozer, in his book, The Pursuit of God, talked about people who are athirst for God. They're not satisfied with mere words. They want the real thing. In Psalm 42, verse 1, the psalmist says, "As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God." If the words of A.W. Tozer and the psalmist strike a responsive chord with you, then you'll want to listen to Shedding Shackles this weekend.
Thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is A Thirst for God. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'm stopping by to talk to you about life. Life is a very special thing. We can clearly see the difference between a rock and a plant, between a rock and a rose bush, for example. We can see the difference between a rock and a butterfly. One is inanimate and the other is animate. There's a huge difference. And then there's also a huge difference between a bumblebee who is flying around your flowers in your yard, and a bumblebee which has reached the end of its life and is laying on the pavement. There's a huge difference. All right, so we know that life is something very special. Now, there are different kinds of life. Algae has a different life than a mouse, and a mouse has a different life than a deer, and a deer has a different life than a person. And people have a very, 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 very special kind of life because we are created in the image and likeness of God. Now, in order for us to be sustained in this life, this special life from God, so that we are as He intended us to be, there has to be something that sustains us. Now, when you look at the plant, you see that what sustains the plant is the sun. The plant must have the sun to sustain it. And not once a week, but every day. The plant needs to be refreshed, if you will, or sustained every day. Now, we humans, and then how about animals, like birds, for example? Birds don't relate directly to the sun. They derive their energy from, in a second-hand way. And so birds are, and what do? They're always eating. Constantly looking for food because they need that food for their energy. Plants get what they need from the sun, and birds have to look for some kind of energy elsewhere. Now, we humans, let's talk about the ideal human being. The ideal human being is in the image and likeness of God, and somehow we have to be sustained that way. What happens when people fall away from God? What happens when people fall away from what's right, from morality, from love, from what is human? What is the most human? When people fall away from that, then what happens to them? They begin to deteriorate, not only physically, but in their being, they deteriorate. They change for the worse. You see a young person walking into the corporate office, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and full of ideals and so on. And then years later, you look at them and they've changed somehow, haven't they?
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with Principles of Christian Stress Management for over 34 years. So if you are stressed out, you will want to stay tuned to Shedding Shackles.
No, I'm not saying that corporations are bad. I'm not saying that. But I'm just giving that as an example. Or how about a person who joins a gang or takes drugs, or a person who falls away from, let's say that a person falls away from love. When they were little, they loved their mommy and their daddy, and they loved their cat and their puppy dog, and they loved their friends. But somehow, in life, they have become embittered. Maybe someone took advantage of them or used them or fooled them or betrayed them, and they fall away from love. And now, instead of love, they don't have love for other people anymore. They pretend to have love, but their love is, if they demonstrate love, it's an act, or it's out of guilt. See, they resent people, they hate people, or secretly resent other people, and out of guilt for that, they act nice and do nice things for other people to try to compensate for the guilt. You see what I mean? But they somehow have fallen away from love. How about if people fall away from a childlike faith? Now, when we're little kids, we don't have the kind of faith that Moses had or Paul had or St. John of the Cross had or Teresa of Avila had. We don't have that kind of faith. Instead, we have a childlike faith. But it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? The childlike faith, the innocent faith of the child. They trust their mommy. They trust their daddy. And it's just so sweet. And they know about God. Yeah, little children, when they hear about God and about Jesus, they sort of know in their heart that he exists, that it's true. They know that wordlessly, intuitively. But how about when they fall away from it? And see, akin to that, or analogously, or in a similar way, we fall away from what's right. See, if you love what's right, if you love what's true, that's somehow something like, almost like, not quite like, but almost like loving God and trusting God and believing in God. See, if you believe in what is true and what is right and what is good and what is noble, and you love it, and so you do it. You see what I mean? You love it, and so you do it. So you endeavor to be fair with people, and so on. Well, that's akin to loving God.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
In a similar way, when we resent other people, when you resent other people, it's almost like resenting God. Because don't forget, people are made in the image and likeness of God. You see what I mean? So what we do, what did Christ say? He said, what you do for the least of them is you've done it for me. So if we resent other people and We fall away from loving what is true and what is good and what is noble, and we fall away from believing in what is true and what is good and what is noble. It's almost like falling away from God and resenting other people. It's almost like resenting God. Do you see that? So now, having said that, you can see all around you that people have fallen away. You can see it. They lose their joy, their faith, their innocence, their sweetness, their love. They have fallen away. All right. So, yeah, people have fallen away, sometimes quickly, sometimes over time, sometimes obviously, sometimes not so obviously. But see, when you fall away from faith, then what do you have then? You have doubt, and you have confusion. When you fall away from joy, then what do you have? You have unhappiness and so on and so forth. So it's a falling away. So it's quite obvious then that people have fallen away. And it's quite obvious that the way to recover would be to refind what you fell away from. See how simple that is? You have to refind what you fell away from. Or, see, you were never really, really close to God. But like I said, if you loved people, you loved what was right, you believed in what was true and what was right, you had a childlike faith, so that's very close, very close. See? And if you love other people and don't hate them, you love what is true and what is right, and you believe in what is true and what is good and what is sweet and what is innocent and what is noble and what is pure. You love that. You believe that it exists. See, even though everybody around you tries to make you doubt it, you just go on believing it anyway. Well, it's a very sweet thing, and it's very close. And if you don't hate your parents, see, that's a very important little footnote or asterisk. I'm putting a footnote on what I said. All right, I'm putting a footnote, but it's a very, 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 very important footnote. And that is, you cannot hate or resent or have contempt for or have judgment and resentment toward your earthly father and be close to your heavenly father. See, so you have to let go of your grudge against your dad. Let go of your contempt for him or your hatred of him. All right, maybe he failed you. Maybe he was a good guy, but he somehow failed you. All right, let go of that resentment. Because resentment toward your earthly father blocks you from the heavenly father. So I think that's a very important thing for me to mention at this point, which I have mentioned it many times over the years and also in my books. I'm working on another book. It's very close to being ready to go, and then it'll be on Amazon. I won't reveal the title of it, but it's just about ready. I have over, you know, my books are so good, any one of them. But the nice thing about them is you can go to Amazon. What you do is you go to Amazon, and in the search bar at the top of Amazon, you type in Roland Trujillo, and then you'll see some of my books, and then you can click there, and then you'll find my books. And they're all in quality paperback. They're all in Kindle, and some of them are actually in Audible where you can listen. But they're so good. Oh, what I was going to say, the good thing is that when you go there, you can read a sample. You see a book like the other day I was looking at a book that I wrote called Tough Problems, Tender Solutions. Tough Problems, Tender Solutions. It's such a good book. I wrote it several years ago, and it has a sweet cover on it. It's really, really a nice book. And I looked in that book and I started reading, and it's all about love. The book is all about love. I thought, this is really great stuff. I hadn't looked at it for years, pulled it off the shelf, and I was thinking of maybe reading a little something on the radio program, and it's so good. So you got to go to, so you, if you go to Amazon, you can look for Roland Trujillo, and then you'll see the books, and then click on the book, and you can read a sample of it, usually the first chapter or the introduction and the first chapter. So there's a lot of good stuff there. My book, sometimes you can just read a paragraph and you'll see something, you'll have an insight or a realization, or it'll remind you, see, and you can put the book away and then go about your daily activities, but have that with you. It's just really nice.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener, so be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Are you looking for something to help with stress? Is stress interfering with your prayer life? Are you interested in making a fresh start? You've come to the right place. Why not try Roland's free meditation? Give it a try today at sheddingshackles.com. Roland says that with a sincere attitude, the little meditation may be all you need to get started. What have you got to lose? You've tried everything else. Now try the real deal. The meditation is totally free at sheddingshackles.com. Get started today.
All right, so what was I saying? Yeah, you got to refine to God. So you can see that resenting your earthly father blocks you from God. Also, resenting and hating other people blocks you. But now how about faith? How are you going to have faith? How are you going to get faith back? And in a sense, too, how are you going to get love back? Well, here's the beautiful part. All you have to do is refind your Creator. Somehow refind a connection with Him. Even just a momentary connection. And the moment you connect, it's beautiful. All right? And then you can have faith. See, without the connection, how are you going to have faith? People will say things. You can read things. You can quote aphorisms and affirmations and all that stuff. But it's not faith. Faith is in God Himself. See, and you can have an insight. You realize, for example, this is the example I give all the time, but I keep giving it and I'm going to keep giving it. You realize one day that you resented your dad. All right, you see it. Now, how do you see that? Before you didn't see it, maybe you didn't want to see it, but you thought you loved your dad. You thought you loved your mom. You thought you loved your parents. You were always doing stuff for him and worrying about him and calling him and everything. But now you suddenly see that you resented him. Okay, you see it. It's a little painful, I know. But how is it that you see that? You see it in God's light. God has turned up the light a little bit. And in the inner light of truth, you see what you didn't see before. And you respond to it. You're sad about what you see. You regret what you see. You know you can't change yourself. You can't change the past. But you don't want to hate anymore. You just don't want to hate anybody anymore. And that is responding to God's inner light, just like the plant responds to the sun. And something good comes from the sun when the plant responds. Look, if you have a dead plant, and you put it out in the sun, what's going to happen? It's just going to burn. The leaves will burn. It's not going to do it any good. But if the plant is alive, it responds to the sun. Well, so part of you is still alive. See? Yeah, the world beat you down. You resented people, and then they robbed you of your joy. They robbed you of it all. But you can get it back. A part of you is still alive. You respond. See, when you hear something sweet or good, you respond to it. All right. So when you realize something in the inner light and respond to it, all right, then there's the connection. There's the response. And there is faith. See, now you can have faith. You can have faith in what you realize. See? And you're realizing it from wordlessly, inside. You see it in God's light, which is revealing some fact to you. You get that? All right. So there's faith restored. So, all right, you did some things in your life. You did some things. Now you see it and you regret. All right. You cry a little tear. Then you wipe the tears away. And then you go out in the world and the sun is shining more brightly and everything is bright and clean and sweet. And you realize also that God doesn't hate you. He's never hated you. He just wanted you to see your mistake and be sorry for it and come back. And now you're a friend of God. Now conflict with God ceases. And now you know that He is there. You sense somehow that He is there. He is showing you some things, and now you can see his love. You always rejected his love. You felt bad. His love made you feel bad. You saw your badness in the light of his goodness. So you tried to avoid it, but now you see it, and it's very sweet. And you see that God has a lot of love and a lot of mercy and a lot of forgiveness. And you see that, and you love him for that. And then you go out in the world and you've been forgiven. Now you can forgive others. See?
Reality is a beautiful place to be. The Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. In reality, there is love, hope, and joy. One lady said, "I just want to get rid of negativity." That's what you need. Somebody upsets you, and you retreat into the imagination, into planning and scheming and worrying. Have you ever been at home, thinking about what someone said, and all of a sudden you bump your hand on something? Ouch! Because you were a little bit upset. You didn't like reality because reality showed that you didn't have patience, that you had inadequacies, hang-ups from the past, and you didn't want to see it. Eventually, you have to face them. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Make that connection, but then you have to have that connection every day. That's why, for example, I have the little meditation that's helpful. Helps you to sit quietly and just get out of your thoughts. See, your thoughts always pull you away. Your thoughts, what do your thoughts come with? They come with doubts, fears, worries, negative stuff. See, it's totally faithless. They want to distract you, your thoughts. They want to carry you away from faith. So you can't make your thoughts go away, but you can just watch them. You can stand back and watch them and not react to them. See, it's like, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and the television is at the other end of the room and there's something blaring on the television, one of these infomercials or one of these B-movies, see, one of these reruns, it's just noise and you don't even pay it any attention. You have to learn to see all those negative thoughts, doubts and fears and worries and all of that as if it were a movie. An old movie on a television show blaring away and you're not even paying attention to it. All right. Doesn't bother you. You see it for what it is. Just empty, useless. And so this mental distance then is the way you are closer to where you can make that connection with your Creator. It's that simple.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. If you are like most people, you get upset too easily. Once you get upset, it is hard to be patient and calm. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing while under the influence of emotion. We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the sitting quietly exercise. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, it would be nice to give the resources a look-see. We have the most basic thing we have is the hand-warming exercise, a little biofeedback to help you calm down. And then we have the short meditation. It's like 8 minutes long. And you could try the hand warming if you like it. You could do the regular meditation. And then we have a beautiful four-part meditation, which is very, very, if I dare use the term religious, it has a lot of really nice things in it, things that that you hear about in church. And it's a beautiful, beautiful meditation. But the main thing is you got to get control of your anger problem. If you're like a lot of people, it's anger that's the problem, and judgment. Anger and judgment. Learn to stand back and calm down and get centered. And when you're centered, you're closer to God, and He can help you with anger and the judgment problem. All right? All right. So that's today's program. Hope you enjoyed it. I sure did enjoy making it. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.